I've given this talk a title, A Kind of Symphony. I'll explain why shortly. But if you can turn, please, to Psalm 31, reading from verse 14. Psalm 31, verse 14, reading through to verse 20 in the New King James Version. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. Do not let me be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak insolent things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of man. You shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. The Psalms were meant to be sung. The people of Israel would gather in the temple or the synagogue and sing them. The music, sadly, has been lost to us. We can no longer reproduce it to sing along ourselves, although, of course, down through the years, there have been a number of people who have written the Psalms in a different way to make, give them a meter so that they can be sung within the church, and some people still do that today. And as we read through them, we find that there are different moods, different tempo, highs and lows, and in particular, this psalm is an example of that. And I was sitting down in Central Station on Friday, listening to the Third Symphony of Beethoven, the Eroica, and I was listening to the different instrumentation, the different pace, the different moods that he expressed in that symphony, which he originally wrote for Napoleon Bonaparte, but scored out